Hello, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Content King. I'm David Rawls. If you have inner ear and balance issues, here's perhaps a solution. A product called Inner Ear Balance, sold by a company called Bright Nutrition. According to the company's founder, it's a blend of ancient Chinese herbs.
How this formula can help, you can find different things covered by this formulation, including the Meniere's disease, cervical spondylosis, cervical atherosclerosis, reaction to streptomycin and tinnitus, color blindness, and neck stiffness. Well, American friends will say, God, by God, why? Well, a single formula can cover such a large field of things. But that is really the traditional Chinese medicine's strength and also its approach when it deals with any human condition.
Aileen Ellis talked with the company's founder, a cultural anthropologist, via Skype. He spoke with her from China.
My family name is Liu, L-I-U. My first name is Xing Wu, but that's a little bit difficult. But just call me Mr. Liu if you want to. Cultural anthropology studies the living people, the way of life. Previously, I was teaching in America. I taught at several universities. Mainly, I was teaching South Asian cultures, the Hindu systems, and the Chinese culture. And of course, in cultural anthropology, there is a subfield. It's called medical anthropology. So I can call me myself as a cultural or medical anthropologist.
And explain a little bit to me about what that means, what you study.
Well, it's very inclusive. It is almost includes everything that's related to one people. But now in the world is a diversity and there are so many different cultures. So we try to find the commonality and try to understand that to promote mutual understanding among peoples of the world.
So let's get to your specialties in terms of herbology and different ways of practicing medicinal methods.
Traditional Chinese medicine is very different from what we now call a biomedical system. In traditional medicine, Chinese consider that as imbalance of the body systems. The poor incoordination of different systems results in the difficulty in hearing, in the sense of balance, and in the general well-being of the person. So, of course, you can find the definition of Meniere's disease. But Meniere is not the only one that can be covered by this formula. So in my way, I would like to describe this formula to you. Then we can find the special features of traditional Chinese medicine as exemplified by this well-rounded, well-formulated practice.
Go ahead.
So I think it's a very well-thought diagnostic resolution of the problems involving several systems in the body. The immune system, the blood circulation system, the nerve system, the brain, eye, ear, neck. So the holistic approach of traditional Chinese medicine is to achieve balance, coordination of different organs and systems. It's showing the major difference to biomedicine's single culprit and the single bullet approach. Western medicine, you find a single reason, and then you want to use a single bullet to get a resolution. But that's not the Chinese way of doing things in traditional Chinese medicine. How this formula can help, you can find different things covered by this formulation, including the Meniere's disease, cervical spondylosis, cervical atherosclerosis, reaction to streptomycin and tinnitus, color blindness, and neck stiffness. Well, American friends will say, God, by God, why? Well, a single formula can cover such a large field of things. But that is really the traditional Chinese medicine's strength and also its approach when it deals with any human condition.
What's in this thing?
Astragalus, A-S-T-R-A-G-A-L-U-S. It's a plant. Now, modern science has discovered that selenium is the principal ingredient used. Here in the American market, you can find astragalus powder. And they, of course, tell you how much selenium is contained in the herb. So this has been used in China for, thousands of years for immunity. So selenium is a very strong immune builder. Then we have the Pueraria and Vitax, Pueraria, and the other one is called Vitex. So these two herbs are well known for relieving ringing in the ear.
With inner ear dizziness, including headaches.
Yes. So the third herb is called Cimicifuge, is C-I-M-I-C-I-F-U-G-E. So this is normally used in traditional Chinese medicine to strengthen the mood and the senses, human senses, so the sensual organs can get a jolt from this herb. And the next one is called the common peony root and the licorice. Licorice is very well known now in America. The other one is also pretty well known. These two are used to relieve tension of the neck, calm the nerve, and also licorice helps to remove pain. Next ingredient, which is also very important, is it's very interesting. It's called philodendron. P-H-I-L-L-O-D-E-N-D-R-O-N. It can remove the excessive liquid in the inner ear. Liquid.
Liquid. Okay.
The liquid in the inner ear. So it's very important for human balance there. And the next one is the Chinese angelica. It's called Tang Kui. It tonifies blood and it invigorates blood circulation. So here you can see the special feature of traditional Chinese medicine. It concentrates on the invigoration of the blood circulation. Blood circulation is so important, of course. And then the last one is called the ginseng. Everyone knows that is for fatigue and stress.
We will be right back.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn to spot a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. I'm Paul George. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
We return to Aileen Ellis's interview with Mr. Liu, creator of Inner Ear Balance.
How does this cumulative mix of ingredients work with something somebody might already be taking, say high blood pressure medicine or some other Western drug?
Fine. Normally, if there is any conflict, we would indicate that. But so far, we have not found these herbs getting conflict relationship with other drugs in Western medicine.
I'm not knocking what you're selling here, but these things are not officially tested by the FDA here in the United States, correct?
I think the FDA normally take these because these are all nothing special. These are very common used herbs for health. And in China, they are used as medicine, but in the eyes of the FDA, they consider them as dietary supplements. They are not recognized as medicine. But we are very careful to get analysis and also lab test results before we do anything with these ingredients.
So tell me a little bit about how that happens in China. What kind of regulations do you all have over there to test medicines like this?
Now the field is still in turmoil. Traditional Chinese medicine has been practiced in China for a few thousand years. Western medicine came to China, and now in China, both Western medicine and traditional Chinese medicine are officially recognized as medical systems and as valid treatment systems. But now the advantage of Western medicine now in China is now many Chinese doctors are trained in the West and they inherit the Western tradition, but now traditional Chinese medicine is in a weak position because the problem with traditional Chinese medicine is it is managed and controlled by people who are trained in Western medicine. Traditional Chinese medicine has been neglected, and there are many things I think traditional Chinese medical circle don't like. Now they are trying to improve it, to try to combine the two, which they have achieved quite a lot, I think, which is called integrative medicine between Western medicine and the traditional Chinese medicine. But in my mind, it's a good thing to subject traditional Chinese medicine to Western medicine because Western medicine is based on modern science. But traditional Chinese medicine is not fully understood. So much effort is still needed.
So you were mentioning that this particular medicine has gone through lab tests. Can you tell me who did those lab tests?
Well, lab tests in the sense that, well, this one has been used for so many years, but this has been tested on humans for so long in China. So in China, it doesn't need any clinical test. It's a well-used formula for so long, so it is safe. And we don't normally find anything against or if there is any conflict with other medication or any side effect.
We will be right back.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave. But remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments. It doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We return to Aileen Ellis' interview with Mr. Liu, founder of Bright Nutrition.
Let's just say that I did have an inner ear problem and I began to take this medication. How long would I have to take it before I'd see some result?
Traditional Chinese doctors will just give you 3 days medication and telling you if you feel any improvement or you have other things, just come back after 3 days. I can make some adjustment to the formulation by adding something or reduce something according to how you feel and how you react to this medication.
What is your advice? Do I need to have a Chinese medicine person here in the United States to consult with?
The label we provided normally will tell the people that how much you use each time, how much a day. So it doesn't matter whether you feel well better immediately or it takes 3 days. But don't expect too fast a result because it depends upon the problems, how serious the problem is, and how poorly coordinated the different part of the body organ will react to this medication. Generally, I think a bottle should do the job normally.
When's the best time of day to take it? In the morning or in the evening with food or what?
You want to take it before meal. Normally, you take it twice in the morning before meal and before you go to bed.
You started this company to market not only this particular medication in the United States, but other things as well. Is that correct?
We have a company. It's called Health King Enterprise and Balanceuticals Group. We have a herbal tea line. So we have about 50 herb teas, and we have about 60 capsules that's in powder. And also we have soft gel products. Right now, about 100 products, and we're still developing. Of course, the FDA doesn't recognize traditional Chinese medical products as medicine. They allow us to market as dietary supplements, so we cannot make any medical claims. Now, since you are interviewing me, so I'm describing this formula, so I can tell you this is the way how Chinese use in China.
My guest today has been Xingwu Liu.
Thank you. And the last question, how do I pronounce your first name?
Aileen.
Aileen is not Aileen, huh?
No, Aileen. It's Aileen instead of Aileen. So we're learning each other's names.
Oh, correct.
It's a good first start. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thanks to Aileen Ellis for this great interview. Our guest today is Mr. Liu, the founder of Bright Nutrition. He discussed the product, Inner Ear Balance. To find out more, check out the company's website. The easiest way to find it is by Googling BRIGHT, that's Bright Nutrition, and the words Inner Ear Balance. Find us on Twitter at Content King Show and myself at Rock and Rolls DJ. Visit our production company at Zimmer.co. That's the word remix, backwards, or mixer, shuffled. Zimmer.co. Zimmer.co.